Hey everybody, welcome back to the Alignment Academy with Rima. And today we are going to be talking about finding your passion again, reigniting that spark in your life again, internally and externally, because today too many women just feel so dry and depleted inside, and they kind of carry that energy with them wherever they go. And we are not on earth to live this depleted, boring, dull, mundane, boring life. And also, if you hear my voice and it's a little raspy or a little different, I'm just getting over, I don't know what it was, allergies, a cold, or I don't know what it was, but my voice is getting back to 100. But anyway, it's all good. I don't need to be perfect on here, but this episode almost reminds me of that SpongeBob meme where Squidward does the same thing every single day. And it's like, you know, all the 90s kids know, and maybe 2000s, I don't know. But the 90s kids know what I'm talking about. And Squidward's doing the same exact thing every single day. And it starts out good, but it shows a time lapse as like days go by and weeks go by. And he just becomes so sad, and, you know, he looks depressed and depleted. And I feel like that's what life is for a lot of people. You know, you go, you get up, you go to work. A lot of people don't have the best relationship with their job. You know, some people feel like they're in so-so relationships and that the relationships aren't really nourishing them. They feel like they're not living in their purpose or doing things that they love. And I think that a human can probably do that for a little bit, especially women. But doing that every single day, it's really going to wear and tear on you, and you won't be that radiant woman. You know who I'm talking about. The one that walks into the room and she's just so confident. She's just so radiant. She's a magnet. Everything that she wants her back 10 times over. And everything is just drawn to her with ease. You know, this person is not feeling dry and, you know, like crazy on the inside. So I want to give some actionable tips on finding your passion and reigniting that spark in your life. So the first one is super, super simple. Well, maybe it's easier said than done. But I want you to go back to your childhood and really think about your childhood passions. What did you love to do as a child? So pull out your pen, pull out your paper, and make a list of every single thing that you absolutely loved to do as a child. Maybe it was Legos, maybe it was pottery, maybe you played a sport, maybe you played an instrument, maybe you were super messy with your art and you just love to draw. Maybe it could be anything in the world, but make a list of all of those things that you love to do as a child. And then after you have this list, I want you to pick one thing and I want you to commit to it. And when I say commit to it, I mean absolutely commit to it. So if the thing that you end up choosing is piano, I want you to literally find piano lessons in your city and start doing your piano lessons once a week. So for some people, commitment is going to mean you're actually going out to a class. And honestly, if you can go to a class, even if it's something that you can do at home, right? Like art or, I don't know, a form of painting, and you're like, I can get the supplies, I can do it at home. Honestly, if you have the means, go out and find a class, because that's going to be really special and important to do it in community. You're going to meet new friends who also have this passion. You're also going to be super committed to it because you're paying for it. It's not like, oh, maybe I'll paint today, but maybe I won't. Like, no, you're going to a class every Wednesday at 6 p.m. So I highly, highly, highly recommend finding a class for it. And if a class doesn't exist or you just really can't fit it in, then schedule, like block time out on your calendar. I'm a Google Calendar girl, and I know a lot of people are. A lot of people, their calendar is exactly what they do every single day. So I want you to act like sketch this into your calendar. I will commit an hour every week to doing X, Y, and Z. And if you can do it multiple times a week, that's really, really special as well. So what did you love to do as a child? I promise you, this is going to change your being. It's going to change your energy. You're going to age backwards. You're going to feel so good. You're going to look so good. This is going to change something within you, because now you're dedicating time again for yourself versus giving everyone else and their mom your time. Women were taught to literally overgive so much, give their time away, give their energy away to everyone else except themselves. And I think it's so important for women to be more selfish. How can you be more selfish? How can you choose yourself? And how can you put yourself first? Like, what do you want to do today? Not what does your job want you to do and what does. And I'm self-aware. Like, people do have commitments. People do have to go into the office or to wherever. People do have families that they have to commit to. But even in that situation, even if you have, even if you're a doctor and you have six kids, how can you still sketch time in for yourself? What do you want to eat today? What do you want to do today? How can you put yourself first today? Everything doesn't revolve around everyone else, because you can't even show up for your family. You can't even show up for your job if you're not showing up for yourself, because then you'll show up depleted. You'll show up, you know, half-assed, and it won't feel good. But how can you show up fully for yourself so that you can give your most radiant self to everyone else? So absolutely choose yourself, put yourself first. And I want people to become more selfish. Selfish, I feel like the old way people looked at it negative, but to me, I think it's really a positive thing, especially if you're like me and you're an ex overgiver, or maybe you still are an overgiver, but you know, like you were taught to overgive, or you were taught to pour into other people. You were taught to nurture other people so much. Being selfish really balances us out really, 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 really great, because people with pure hearts, you're never going to enter the territory, like the shadow part of being selfish, where it's narcissistic and, you know, it's a little cray. You're never going to go that far because you have a pure heart. So being selfish will balance you out 1,000%. Definitely do it. Highly recommend it. It's your season. I call it, you know, it's me season. Like, focus on you, do you, put yourself first, and be cutthroat about it. Be cutthroat about your time, your energy, your space, and everything about you, because it's your life and you're not here to fulfill, please other people. You're here to please yourself. All right. So the next tip, I feel like I snuck that. I feel like the second tip was really the be selfish tip. But so the next tip, I said, bring joy and pleasure back into your daily life. And I mean the simple things in life. When you are making your coffee or your tea or your matcha, whatever, in the morning, instead of rushing it, instead of being like, you know, and like being like a chicken with your head cut off, rushing everywhere, how can you be more in control? How can you be more at ease? How can you make that coffee and that tea and sip it and listen to music and tell, you know, Alexa, play your favorite songs and make it a moment? How can you make it a vibe? How can you have pleasure when you eat your food? Because you can do all of those things from a cray state, or you could do it from a chill state, from a relaxed state, from a pleasure state. Literally, it's just a choice. Let's say you have 10 minutes and you have 10 minutes to drink your coffee. You can use that 10 minutes and drink it and be so anxious and be like, oh my gosh. Or you could say, okay, I have 10 minutes to drink this coffee. I'll drink it. I'll sip it. It only takes me a few gulps to drink, you know, the whole thing. It doesn't have to take you the whole 10 minutes, but you're choosing to do it from a relaxed state. So how can you bring more pleasure back into every single moment within your life by choosing to do it in from a place of ease, from a place of pleasure, from a place of this gets to feel good for me, not from chaos? So that could be for everything. It could be your shower. And I'm not saying that just for you to choose pleasure and do everything from pleasure means that it has to take 4 hours. Your bath doesn't have to take 4 hours. You can turn your 10-minute shower, if you don't have a lot of time, your 10-minute shower into a pleasurable shower every single day and moisturize after and feel really good about it. Even though it was short, you're just choosing to do it from a place of pleasure. So every single small moment of your life, think about how can you make this more pleasure, more feel good versus the chaos. So for the next tip for finding your passion again, I put cleanse your circle and also your social feeds. This is really important because you are the average of the 5 people around you. And that's really important. So do these 5 people, do they have their passion? Are they optimistic? Are they pessimistic? How do they feel or how do they react when you're telling them like, hey, I'm actually going to take up piano lessons or I'm going to do X, Y, and Z or I'm going to go rock climbing? Like, are they supportive of you? Are they not supportive of you? Do they nurture you? Are these reciprocal relationships? This is really important because you deserve the best support group. Period. Like, you deserve the best support group on the planet, especially as you're doing your inner work journey and as you're changing and as you're growing. And a lot of times when people do change and grow, people fall off, and that's very normal. And it's falling off is a good thing. It's good for both sides because it's, you know, both people are no longer a match, and that's okay. And then you're creating space for matches to come in your life, and then they're creating space for matches to come in their life. So it's a really a beautiful thing when people fall off. So really think about, do you need to spend less time with people? Are they supporting this journey of you finding your inner spark? And do they nurture you, and is it a reciprocal relationship? And then also I put cleanse your social feeds because you don't need negativity on your social feeds on this journey. Like, really be super selective with your social feeds. You can tailor the algorithm, you know, put, I don't like this type of content, etc. Unfollow people, do what you need to do so that when you do go on social media, it's not soul sucking. And then also when you do go on it, don't spend too much time on it. You don't want to be a super consumer on social media because those algorithms are way smarter than what we think, and they will really hack your brain and you'll just be scrolling for days, checking your screen time, 5 hours on a phone every single day. That's a long time. I always think about, this is kind of weird, but I think about if a person dies, right? Let's say our generation, we're in the future, we're 80 years old, we're 90 years old. What if we got a report that said, this is how many hours you spent on Instagram, or this is how many hours you spent scrolling, this is how many hours of your life you spent this and that? People, we would probably freak the hell out and be like, I cannot believe I wasted this much of my life on social media, on scrolling or doing things. So just, you know, be mindful. Don't do it too much. I do adore social media. I love it. I think it's beautiful. It gives a lot of people a voice. So there is a way that it could be a tool, but just make sure that you're using it and that it's not using you. Because when you're trying to find your passion, something like social media and overdoing it will definitely drain you. And then for the last point, I put continuously do your inner work. It's very important. As you do your inner work and you're really cleaning up the inside of your being, it's very natural that your spark is going to reignite. It is literally just a natural consequence of you working on yourself. That inner flame is going to grow. It's going to be very sustainable. It's going to feel very good. And I have courses and also personalized one-on-one coaching when it comes to doing your inner work, really working with women, working with high-achieving women, really activating women to live their best lives, the lives that they want to live. Because women, we are the ultimate creators. every single person on this planet, especially women, we can create the life that we want to live. We don't have to live anyone else's fantasy. We don't have to live anyone else's story. How can you create your own story? What type of life do you want to live? Do you want to be depleted at work every day? Do you want to be unfulfilled at work every day and burnt out? No. So we can change that. You have the power to change that. So I help women change that. I help women change their lives. And I absolutely love this work. It's so special and important to me. So if you're interested, check out the links where you'll see some of my courses. And then also you'll see the email for my one-on-one coaching. And I hope this episode reaches whoever needs it. All right, bye.